Radio Day continues at 93.1 and AM 1600 The Wave. Joining us at this time, we have Bob McKay, who is with Master Carts and Auto from Amaro. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Is it that time of year? Is it?
Well, we're wrapping up.
Is it?
Getting okay. phone calls, you know. The people that are now thinking of customizing their cart, paint jobs, lift kits, wheels, or whatever they want done, now are thinking of it. They had all winter to really kind of get in, but, you know, now it's, you know, they see the nicer weather coming, and they really want to get their golf cart all the way they want it, their personal, you know, their own personal cart the way they want it.
What do you have to do to get them ready?
Well, the electrics, you got to watch out. If you have electric sitting in your garage, you want to check the water in the batteries. Make sure the batteries aren't bulged or the top posts are pushed up. If those two items are happening, just go buy batteries. Don't risk the explosion. Because the gas, you know, when the batteries start to gas straight, all it takes is two plates short together, and then the battery blows up. And that can happen when you're charging, and it also can happen when you're driving the cart. You go over the right bump, they touch, boom, blows you off the seat, acid everywhere. So you kind of want to make sure that, you know, these batteries didn't freeze. It's, you know, you never want to charge a frozen battery. It just doesn't end well for anybody. Plus, you'll notice that even if they were froze, you got away with not blowing everything up, the batteries will die a lot sooner than normal. You know, you're charging it all the time. And when you charge batteries all the time, that's not a good place to be. See, batteries want to give you clean electricity, cold electricity, which is called volts. Mm-hmm. On a battery, when volts fall off, amps goes up. Amps is what is dirty electricity, welds everything together. So, but usually by the time you put batteries in, we're putting a controller or a motor, and you still need batteries at the end. So if you change them early enough, you don't have to worry about it. Yeah. So, and then the gas carts, obviously you want to start it up, make sure it runs correctly. If you stored it the way you're supposed to in the fall, you should be all right. You know, and I tell everybody, just fill the gas tank completely up to the top, right? So there's no room for air. Air is what rots fuel. No mm-hmm. air doesn't rot. Okay, so if you get it all the way up to that neck, right, it's only going to rot the little bit of fuel that's exposed to the air, and then you're good to go. We have a huge, huge rental fleet. That's all we do, and we don't have any troubles at all. You know, we jump on them, start them all up, and drive them on the trailers. You know, and but as I say, we do the customization. I have a really nice airbrusher that he kind of got busy with his job, and now I guess his wife didn't like all the hours he was putting in. Now he has a new job. So he's coming back to me, and we're airbrushing some stuff, and he does some fantastic work. Really nice.
Now, when you say airbrushing, what do you mean by that?
Well, if you got something in your head, that he usually, once we get it in his head, mm-hmm. right, he usually can bring it out. He's done red, white, and blue carts with the big eagle on the front.
Okay.
And it's all, you know, he's very talented. But as all these talented airbrushers are, they're a little goofy.
The artist in them, you know.
Yeah, right. Now, there's a couple of times, you know, with me mm-hmm. where I think he smoked something. Before he started airbrushing one of my carts, and he put galaxies all over the cart, you know, stars and galaxies sure. and everything else, you know. And I said, "There, oh my God, how am I going to sell this?" Some lady comes whipping off the street and goes, "I want that tie-dye golf cart."
Oh,
you got it. You can call it anything you want to call it, you know. So, but he's very talented, and a lot of times, like I say, I'll tell him, "Oh, take the gloves off," you know, and. Make me something that I can put on my lot for sale, something unique. And he does. He mm-hmm. built some really unique things. He built me an autism cart. The whole thing was full of puzzle pieces. And it had four pieces missing. So can you imagine the airbrushing that goes into that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's very talented.
Wow. All right. Bob, how many years experience do you have in automotive and now this field?
Well, I probably got 40 years in automotive.
Okay.
And I used to work in a car dealership before I jumped into this.
Yeah.
And golf carts, I probably got the same amount. I was in a resort that had golf carts. And, of course, you drag it to the guy who's a mechanic. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did, is they kept on dragging it. And then it started getting toward my part-time job. I'll pay my full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time to make a switch. But we do auto repair also. And we install the DUI blowing devices in cars.
Okay.
We also do that there, too.
All right. So you can buy a cart at Master Carts?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And you can rent a cart?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And as far as the rentals go, how long a period are we talking?
Well, we usually do short-term rentals.
Like
EAA people. You're going someplace for a weekend. That type of stuff. You know, we do a lot with over by Green Lake,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Lasonia Country Club. And we do a lot of other type of rentals. During the weekend, I have another shop that's in Wisconsin Dells on Highway 13. That does a lot more rentals as far as camper goes than I do. Mm-hmm. A lot more rentals. And we are offering street legal vehicles now, where they come with a 16-digit VIN number. They come with turn signals, taillights, everything, seat belts. Everything to make it so it's safe on the road. But you have to check your local, your local government to find out if they're allowing them on the road. So they can be street legal and still be denied on the road as a slow-moving vehicle. But some communities say if you got headlights and taillights, you're good too. That's all you need for that community. So instead of popping the money for expensive stuff, find out what you need first. But we do have lithium-ion battery conversions. We take the lead acid out or a flooded battery out, and we install lithium-ion. It comes with an onboard charger. You just plug the card in. Lithium-ion, gives you a lot further on a charge and charges in 2.5 to 3 hours. So, going and eat lunch and you're halfway there. And the only problem with it I found out in experimenting with it is that it's not a cold weather battery. The charges will not come on much under 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to get them on by taking a hair dryer and putting it on the charger. But I'm guessing it's not coming on for a reason. So I'm not telling that. I don't think it's something you should do, but if you're going to deer hunt with your cart, I wouldn't go with the lithium battery.
No.
I wouldn't, because the chargers won't mm-hmm. come on. And when the lithium battery, it goes from full power to nothing right now. You know what I mean? So, it's nice, now push. It's kind of that way.
All right. We are talking with Bob McKay of Master Carts. It is Radio Day here at 93.1 and AM 1600, The Wave. We are continuing our conversation with Bob McKay of Master Carts. Bob wears another hat. He is also president of the Omro Area Community Center. And Bob, you got some needs, and we also have a guest with us, Lynn Crom, who is the acting executive director for the OACC. I'm going to let you get the ball rolling, Bob.
Well, last December we have a letter that the city's not going to renew our lease on the building that we were using. So we jumped to another building in term, a short-term basis. It's a Bridge of Faith Church right on Main Street. And the pastor there has been very, very helpful, just tended to all of our needs. But We have certain programs, because they are a church, we cannot run. So, you know, we've always done breakfast with Santa, breakfast with the Easter Bunny, and those type of things that he doesn't feel that's right for his church. But, so we have to abide by what he's given us, okay? Well, we did find a new building. If any of you are familiar with Armorough, it's the old Marine Tops building that's been vacant for a couple of years. We have the closing is going to be approximately May 1st, but the building needs to be remodeled for our needs. We need to get a commercial kitchen so we can bring back AdvoCap services and Meals on Wheels. We lost that when we lost the building. We also can bring back a lot of the other programs that we've always ran that we cannot run the church due to conflict of interest. And but we need to get approved bathrooms, wheelchair accessible bathrooms. We need to get a commercial kitchen up and running. And these are things that we need the community's help for. So we're looking for local contractors. Come in, put a bid on the things, and try to be generous. We're a nonprofit, and our needs are heavy, but we got the main structure of the building. And there's certain things we need to do, and we're willing to do half the building now and do the other half at a later time. So, if any of the people want to step forward and offer donations, offer building material, offer any of the services that we require, please feel to be generous, because we help the elderly so much. And that's kind of why I jumped on board. I was vice president until we had our president resign. And then now I see every day, it's just right across the street from my shop, I see what they're doing for the community. And I see the difference it makes. And I'm just in awe. So I'm hitting the gas as hard as I can to get all this stuff done. And my executive director, Lynn, is right here. So what do you have to say, Lynn?
I think it's going to be a long process, but I think the passion and the excitement is back. A few months ago, it was nothing but despair. Everyone was in a state of shock to begin with. Then there was anger, acceptance, and finally determination that we were going to do this. We had petitions, we had letters to the city, that everything went unnoticed, so we decided we were going to do it ourselves, and we've done it. So at this point, all the rumors are true. We have a new home, and it's going to take a lot of work. We need materials, we need time, we need sweat, we need finances. We need a total renovation of this building. There's no kitchen. There's literally no bathrooms. There's one commode in the whole building. So we need two ADA bathrooms to accommodate regulations. We need a full commercial kitchen to bring back AdvoCap services. We need divided rooms so we can have the rental space for the community needs. A lot of the people in the city and the surrounding communities like the option of being able to rent rooms for parties, showers, even funeral dinners, and that type of occasions. And
we have to wrap things up.
Okay.
Who should people contact if they want to reach out to you?
They can call the office. That number is 920-685-0380.
Thank you both for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.